Hey, good vach, everyone. Good vach. It's a schuss to be together always. I want to thank the Shriers for opening up their bias, to Lisa, always for being so welcoming to all of us. It should be a big schuss for only Simcha and Bracha in this beautiful bias. Say good vach after a Shabbos HaGadol. If we just all went through a Shabbos HaGadol, hopefully it's still with us in a very, very special way. Continuing into the week, we have to take these moments and these days very, very seriously. We have Baruch Hashem this year from a Shabbat. Shabbos HaGadol obviously is the beginning of serious hachana for the Yontif Pesach. This year the Rabbanu Shalom gives us an entire week to prepare. And it's so important, not just Pesach of any Yontif for sure. Pesach is the biggest hachanas physically for Yontif, the biggest preparations physically for Yontif, at least for those of us that are not going away. Those who are going away would argue we have to be packing, we have to be buying new clothing, I don't know, but we're not going to go there. But those who are making Pesach, for sure, it's tremendous hachana to make Pesach, to clean a bias, to flip over, to cook, to chasher. And sometimes because we're focusing so much so on the physical hachanas and the physical preparations for the Yontif of Pesach, there might be not as much time, and we push to the side the spiritual hachanas. But if we don't prepare beruchnis as well, so we'll do all this beautiful preparation, and we'll all have be at our seder, we'll be eating matzah, we won't be eating chametz, but ultimately, lo aleinu, we might walk out the same exact person as we walked in, because we don't even know what we're trying to tap into, what we're trying to connect to. So Baruch Hashem, we're together with Chevra that understands that we have to prepare a beruchnis as well for the Hilig Yontif Pesach. You know, I had this chus to be very close with a very big tzaddik in our community who sadly passed away a few years ago, Rav Leibel Zisman, Zecher Tzaddik Hashel Vracha. Rav Leibel Zisman, he lived right by my parents in Cedarhurst. He was a Kaddish Digayid. When I say a holy Jew, I don't know, maybe some of you know who he was. Maybe heard him speak at some point. Maybe some of you know some of his grandchildren. He has a bunch of different mishpachos in the neighborhood. You should go online, and you can see online they have a speech of his. There's a bunch. They've made movies from him and different things. You go on YouTube and label Zisman. They have a whole long speech where he speaks to like some college. It's a little over an hour. It's well worth every second. I still, to this day, I'll always say, so much of my emunah is because of the schus to have a relationship with Leibel Zisman. He taught me what it means to really deeply believe every moment of one's life. He has a book, if you want to get, you could get it, I believe. Incredible. Word after word that you read in this book, his life was all emunah. It was all emunah, and that what he went through in the Holocaust, and after the Holocaust, and to build mishpachos, B'Torah Mitzvahs, incredible Yid. But I want to just read you one excerpt, one paragraph from the book that he wrote, I believe. So his Mishpacha, along with thousands and thousands of others, 35,000 Yidden living in the Kovna area, Slobodka and other Makaymos, were forced into the Kovna ghetto in August of 1941. When you're forced into the ghetto, so you're able to take just a few possessions with you, you're going to end up living in some small apartment with three other families. We all know the stories. So he writes, "And so we went there with pekulach, with bundles. My father hired someone with a horse and wagon, and we took what we could. Pots and pans, pillows, blankets, clothes, books. My father smuggled in a Torah scroll, and he also packed a suitcase full of grain, thinking ahead to next Passover, when he would have to make matzahs, for he valued his Torah obligations more highly than any of his possessions. In fact, most of them, all the furniture and the big expensive items, we were forced to leave behind in Kovna, and we never saw them or our home again." That's what Leibel writes. Kaddish Dikir. I could just speak the next, before we even get into what I just, if I'd started speaking about Leibel, I used to have him every year come to speak to my shir. My shir Leibedik boys, you know. He'd come on a Friday, 3 hours straight. You could hear a pin drop, and not one person would, nobody would ask him to go to the bathroom. MS. Seniors in high school. But hear what he just said. They're packing up what they're going to take with them, their prized possessions, the few items they could take with them into the Kovna ghetto. And of the things that he mentions, what do they take with them? A suitcase full of grain to bake matzahs for Pesach. Incredible. Now we have a lot of beautiful Yom Tovim that we could talk about and think about. He didn't mention, by the way, I don't know if he did or didn't, but he didn't mention that they took with them a menorah. And didn't mention that they took with them a shofar. There's something so prominent, so important to have a Pesach. If you talk, and you have this chus, you should talk to Holocaust survivors, Kedoshim. Maybe some of you have grandparents, great-grandparents. Make sure you talk to them and ask them about those times. Your children at your age won't have the schus to be able to talk to people that were there. It's a very scary concept. Halavai, we should be zoicha Mashiach, Zidkenu, and none of this will be even come to fruition. But if we're not zoicha. But if you talk to Holocaust survivors, you'll see time and time again, they'll talk about Pesach. And baking matzahs, the mysterious nefesh stories. He has other stories in this book about mysterious nefesh to bake matzahs. It was something so kadosh, something so important. Pesach. Because it's the foundation of a yid. To be a Pesach to a yid. Now obviously, there's a deep connection to Pesach with Jews, Yidden, that were going through very difficult times. As if you're going through a galus, and a galus such as Europe and the Holocaust, which we should never know again, it's obviously prominent in your mind is cheres, is a yearning for gula. So what yantiv celebrates gula more than any other? It's true, really, almost every yantiv is a celebration of gula. I mean, Purim was also gula, and Chanukah was also gula, but Pesach is a yantiv of gula, of the avdus of Mitzrayim, so surely there's a correlation. To Yidden wanting and yearning for Pesach and connecting to Pesach when in difficult times. But I want to suggest tonight another reason why Yidden in those times, and I believe in our times as well, are so deeply connected more than any of the Yontif to Pesach. You look even by the Friday Yidden, even Yidden that are not yet from, Pesach is so crucial to them, so important to them. Mamish is so important to have a Seder. To have matzahs. The Talmud, I remember he told me, he was once on a Talmud, he was in UMass, University of Massachusetts, very secular college. And he told me he couldn't believe his eyes when it was Pesach in UMass, and he'd walk around outside on the college campus and see person after person who he didn't even know were Jewish walking around with a little bag with matzah. Not yet from, but Pesach, there's something about Pesach we all want to keep, we all want to connect to, we all look forward to. So let's understand, I believe, of the deepest of messages of Pesach. So the Shabbos Kodesh we just passed through was Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, as we said, the preparation for Pesach, it has the Kedusha of Pesach. Always the Shabbos before a week and the Shabbos before a Yontiv has all the Kedusha and Bracha of the upcoming week and the upcoming Yontiv. Vayivarech elekim es yom ha-shvi'i v'ekadosh or so. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day and made it holy. He made Shabbos holy. So Mefarshim say it has the root of all Kedusha and Bracha of everything coming up that week. Including the Yomim Tovim. The Kedusha of Pesach was in this Shabbos, in Shabbos HaGadol somehow. So there's a lot of different understandings of Shabbos HaGadol. I want to suggest one here tonight. I know we already passed Shabbos HaGadol, but it's Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. Matzah Shabbos is a deep connection to Shabbos. It's important to try to have Malav Malkum. Malav Malkum is a very important Suda, still connected to Shabbos. And to try Matzah Shabbos to still dress in Big Day Shabbos and connect, pull Shabbos somewhat into the week. So we're still connected deeply to Shabbos HaGadol. And MS is the whole week, and Pesach is deeply connected to Shabbos HaGadol. So I saw a Torah this year for the first time from the Hilgit Tver Shloima, the Radomsky Rebbe, who has a different twist and different take on why this Shabbos was called Shabbos HaGadol, and I believe through we can understand the entire Yontif of Pesach. You know, all of us, we all are very familiar with Shemoneh Esrei. We say it, many of you, maybe twice a day. I say three times a day. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Elokeinu Elokei Avram, Elokeinu Elokei Avraham, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then we say, and we are only allowed to say this because it's given over to us from Nanshik and Sagdola, Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibar, V'Anoira. We refer to the Rebbeinu Shem as Hakel, HaGadol, HaGadol, the great God, HaGadol, HaGibar, the strong God, V'Anoira, and the awesome God. So Rav Shloimeh says, those Hakel the God, HaGadol, HaGibor V'Anoira, correlate to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That each one of those words correlates to another one of the Avot. How so? There's a pasuk in Tehillim says Chasdecha in Perek Pevav, Chasdecha Gadol Alai, Chasdecha Gadol Alai. Your Chesed is Gadol, is great upon me. So we see there's a connection between the word Gadol and Chesed of Hashem and kindness of Hashem. Chazdra Gadol Eli. Who was the Ish that epitomized and was the symbolism of all Chesed? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, we all have the image. We all, when we were little girls in nursery, came home with pictures of Avram's tent opened on all sides, right? Ish Chesed. So HaGadol is going back to Avram Avinu. HaGibor, Gibor strength is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak is the Gibor. Yitzchak we know is Pachad Yitzchak, had Yira, had awe, which is a sense of Gibor. We have an awe of those who have Gibor. So Gibor goes back to Yitzchak Avinu. Hakel, the God who's HaGadol, to Avram. HaGadol, HaGibor, Yitzchak. HaNoira, Yaakov Avinu says, when he's by Harabais, Manoira HaMokom Hazeh. He understood the Noira of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the awesomeness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Agel, Agadol, Agibor, Anoira, Noira is Yaakov Avinu. So let's just focus on Avram Avinu, because Svarim bring down that Pesach is the Yontif of Avram Avinu. And maybe the Tver Shlomo suggests, therefore Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol because it's tapping into what? HaGadol. Hagibor V'Anoira, the Gadol, which is Avram Avinu, which represents Chesed. And as we said before, the Shabbos before our Yontif epitomizes and has all of the godless of the Yontif within it. That means that if Pesach is the Yontif of Avram Avinu, it's the Yontif of Chesed. And therefore the Shabbos before is called Shabbos HaGadol that represents Chesed, because the Chesed of the Yontif already is found within the Shabbos beforehand, the Chesed of Avram Avinu. And that's the godless. We have to understand this chesed. We have to understand what this means. So now we can understand, okay, shkoyach. It's called Shabbos HaGadol because Gadol is Avram Avinu, and Gadol represents chesed, and Pesach is all about chesed that Hashem does for us, which is the Yontif Avram Avinu, right? We followed all the steps. Okay, good, shkoyach, very nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for us, as we said, by Purim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did chesed by Chanukah. What is the chesed that is so fabulous and incredible and is that we're going to refer to this Yontif of Pesach as the Yontif of Chesed from Hashem more so than other Yom Tovim, and therefore the Yontif of Avram Avinu more so than other Yom Tovim, and the Shabbos Bor and Shabbos HaGadol more so than any other time that Hashem does Chesed for us. So we have to understand something about this Chesed that's set apart from any other Chesed. Something upon this Chesed that's so special, that epitomizes Chesed more than any other time in the year. However, we all know this famous idea that when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, we were taken out b'chipazon. We were taken out swiftly, very, very quickly. In the pasuk, when it talks about that, says actually something interesting. When it refers to the chipazon, it talks about that specifically we had to eat the matzahs b'chipazon. V'achaltem oso b'chipazon. Pesach Hu LaHashem. So what does that mean? Why? What's the emphasis of chipazon? You know, when you think about eating the matzahs b'chipazon, what it sounds like, mamish, you're like stuffing it down your face. You know, like a bal taiva, someone who has a big temptation, starving and sees food and like stuffing b'chipazon, right? Very quickly. Is that what went on here? Seemingly not. That doesn't seem like anything so fabulous and great and important to talk about. What is so special about the Geula Mitzrayim that it was chipazon? What's so special about the redemption of Mitzrayim that we were very quickly brought out of Mitzrayim, chipazon? The Rabbanu Shalom couldn't take us out, b'menuchas ha-nefesh, after all these years. Wouldn't it have been just as grand of a miracle and a geula if we were taken out slowly? If you imagine, the Rabbanu Shalom said, okay, tomorrow you're going to go to Mitzrayim, take your time, walk slowly. We were singing and dancing by the Yom Tov. We sing and dance out of Mitzrayim. He could have done that very nicely, calm, right? Why did it have to be b'chipazim? What does that represent in the geula that's so special and important? So I saw a Torah from Leib Le'eger. I learned this Torah last week. I haven't stopped thinking about this Torah. And this whole shiur and everything we're going to talk about is based on this Torah. And such a beautiful Torah that I never saw before. I never understood chippaz until this year in such a way. Reb Leib Le'eger was the grandson of Rav Kiva Eger, who took to Chassidus and went with... Rav Kiva Eger was more of a Litvisha, Lamdisha, Tzadik, Gadol, Tam Chacham. Leib Le'eger, like he connected in a very deep way. He had all that from his Zayde, but he also then connected to a Chassidish mentality and the Slavas of Chassidus and the Torah of Chassidus. So we could all connect to Leib Le'eger because I think our door really very much in our community for sure. There's not in everybody. Mashalib Chafetz, but by the way, there's no one way, no one derech. There is one derech. One derech is 630 mitzvahs, and we have no right to decide which of the mitzvahs to keep or not to keep. But Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. That's for each and every one of us. How we connect to it and what Torah we like to learn a little better and what our netiyah is hashkafically, philosophically, all the mashalib chavetz, but whatever each individual connects to, that's a very important idea within itself. But it seems to be this door. And the Baal Shem Tov told us this would be b'ikvitz of the Mashiach. The Baal Shem Tov said, but when we get close to the Mashiach, the world's going to be booming with chassidus. So that's our door as well. Our door as well is like our Leib Le'eger Dikka door. So to hear a Torah from Leib Le'eger is very, very important. And Bamish, I saw this Torah, I'm telling you, it's changed my life. You know what chipazon means? You know what that chesed of chipazon means? You know what it means that Hashem took us out swiftly and quickly? It means there was no preparation. It means there was no time to prepare. It means there was no time to do anything prior. Meaning what? That Geulas Mitzrayim wasn't necessarily an earned Geula, that we went and we davened and we improved and we did tshuva and we worked on ourselves and became this kaddishdik individual, this holy Jew. No, 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 none of that. As we all know, we were still on the 49th level of Tumah. We are almost the lowest of low. A step up from that, Baruch Hashem. Very, very low. And it's not, yes, there are Svarim and different ideas that we earned a little bit, did little things, a little amuna and a little tfil. But ultimately we were still on 49th level of Tumah. There was no real hachana, there was no preparation, there was no deserving of this chesed. That's the ultimate chesed. The ultimate chesed is even if it doesn't, we don't deserve it on any level. Even if we didn't earn it on any level. And we're at a place where we'd think in a normal situation, no one would want to do for us. Why would our God, that we're not living up to our part, want to do for us? We didn't earn it. Thus is the biggest chesed. And that's what chipazon represents, Reb Leib Le'eger says. Reb Leib Le'eger says, chipazon represents that Hashem loves us so much, cares about each and every one of us so much, that even when we don't deserve it, even when we don't live up to who we are supposed to be, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares of us. And that's the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Hashem loves you no matter what. It doesn't matter what you do. It's not dependent on what we do. Not that, by the way, not that we're not supposed to be trying our best to be the best Jew we could be, the best Eved Hashem we could be, the best daughter of the Rabbanu Shalom we could be. Of course we are. But if we don't live up to that and we feel down and we feel low and we feel lost and we feel that we're not being what we're supposed to be, that doesn't take one drop of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from us away. And the Rabbanu Shalom proved that. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was you were in the lowest of low. I love you so much. B'chipazon. Chipazon means there was no deserving. There was no achana. No preparation. And that's the basis of our amunah. What is the pasuk of Amunah in the Kol HaTorah Kula? The first of the Asaras HaDivros, Anoichei Hashem Elokecha, right? I am Hashem your God. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to symbolize that and teach us that and remind us that? You think Shabarasi Shemayim Varetz that I created the world? That would be what makes him God. No, Asher Zizicha Meretz Mitzrayim. I took Yad Mitzrayim. Meaning what? I took Yad Mitzrayim, even though you were the lowest of low, even though you didn't deserve it, you did on no preparation. I'm still your Rabbi Nishlam. I'm still your Tatan Hemel. I'm still your father. I love you. That's how I want you to remember me. That's how I want you to connect to me. That's what I want you to feel. I want you to feel that I love you no matter what. And that's the yesod of Pesach. You know, in a different piece I saw from the Tiferes Shleima. I saw in the Tiferes Shleima that he says the gematria for Pesach. Gematria of Pesach is 148. Exactly gematria. Yesod Chaim. Yesod, Yud Samach Vav Dal Chaim. What's Yesod mean? The foundation, right? Yesod is the foundation. Yesod Chaim, the foundation of our lives, is Pesach. He doesn't, maybe he did, I don't remember what he said after that. If he did, I didn't take to it. You know, the Torahs are take to, so I was thinking about, what does that mean? Why is Pesach Yesod Chaim? This is it. Because the foundation of our lives is to know, B'chipazon Hashem took us out, meaning what? Hashem loves each and every one of us. Always. No matter what. And it's the biggest chizik in the world, and we can never forget that. No matter who we are, no matter what place we're at, we just had a bad day, we didn't live up to... Mamish, you go to... It's late at night, you realize you didn't daven shachrus today. Not that you didn't daven with kavani, you didn't even daven today, for whatever reason. And you fell in an area that you've been so strong in for so long, whatever it is, and you feel so far, you know what? Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. Because banim atam l'Hashem l'keichem, we're His children. We're His children. B'shat tov maslach, it's everybody in the right time. Bez Hashem, Yish Baruch. You'll understand what it is to be a parent. You know what it is to be a parent? You love every one of your children. And it doesn't matter if they're living up to who they're supposed to be or not. The love is the same. It's true, you have different nachas based on who they are and based on what they're doing. And you worry more for the children that are not living up to who they were being. But the love, the ahava, it changes. It grows stronger sometimes towards those children that need you more so. The deepest ahava, the deepest love, and this is the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. B'chipazon He took us out. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, Tzadik Gadol, he was the chief rabbi of Israel, right? The Chever knows Rav Lau. If you want, by the way, Chazon Chever is looking during Pesach specifically. It's a lot of long yantav. If you want a good book to read, something, obviously everybody at the schus, we have some time to learn a little bit, but it's hard to, you know, you have a lot of hours. You want to read something that's inspiring. Read if you haven't read yet the biography of Yisrael Meir Lau, Mamash is a chiv. I think it's called Out of the Depth, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Get it? For, what? In the Depth. Thank you. In the Depth. Okay, Depth. We were close. In the Depth. Get your hands on it and read it during Pesach. It's perfect for me also. It's a lot. Yisrael Meir Lau was one of the youngest survivors of the Holocaust, and he talks a lot about unbelievable stories and the chizik, and it's something very kedai. It's a tremendous read to read over Pesach if you haven't read it yet. So I saw this in his book. I'll never forget, I had this chus by a chasana once. It was Avi Jacob's chasana. Avi Jacobs and Rachel Huberfeld. So I was standing underneath the chuppah. I was an aide, a ksuva, if I'm not mistaken, but they wanted to sign it under the chuppah. It's a beautiful chasna. Gorgeous chasna. No, but this plays into the story. You understand, it was in the Waldorf Astoria, and you had like a 40, 50 piece band. 1,000 people, mamish, a scene like. And under the chuppah, I'm together with Yisrael Meir Lau, was a Masada Kedushin. And then Avi's great grandfather came up to get a bracha. And his great grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, a Kaddish Dikiyid as well. And Rav Lau is a Kaddish Dikiyid, a Holocaust survivor. And I remember, I had the schuster just to be standing next to him. Just to be standing next to him was like the biggest schuster in the world. I'll never forget this my whole life. And Rav Lau starts to speak. And he speaks, he's looking at Avi's great-grandfather, he's talking to him, and he says, imagine, would you ever in your wildest dreams 70 years ago, have ever believed we'd be under a chuppah of your great-grandson. I think it was great, not grandson. I think it's great, but your great-grandson at a look in the Waldorf Astoria, celebrating this chasana. Imagine. Take it back to 70 years. In Auschwitz. Rav Lau was in Buchenwald, if I'm not mistaken. In some barrack and laying there and thinking, oh, in 70 years I'll be Mesadrik Dushin in the Waldorf Astoria. After I'm the chief rabbi of all of Eretz Yisrael, which wasn't even a country yet. Right? Imagine. Bechipazon. Chesed of Hashem. Chesed of Hashem. But anyways, back to that wasn't the story I want to tell. I just have goosebumps thinking about that moment with Rav Lau. I have a beautiful picture with him right afterwards that I treasure. I have it on my phone. I can show the chaver after. So Rav Lau once went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Hashem Vracha, when he was much younger. And he's speaking to the Rebbe, and he tells the Rebbe he's very involved with Kiruv Rechaikim, bringing back those who are distanced. Kiruv Rechaikim. So the Rebbe looks at him and said, I'm sorry, you shouldn't speak like this. There's no one that's rachuk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no one that's far from the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no one that's distant to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're all very close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're involved with Kiruv Kroivim. There's no such thing as Kiruv Rechaikim. We're all very close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Who are we to determine who's far from the Rabbeinu Shalom? We're all close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to believe this. We have to understand this. That's the lesson of Pesach. That's the Yisoid of Pesach. And maybe that's the Yisoid that the Yidden that went through that time 70 years ago, why so Pesach was so prominent, because to give a sense of chizik as you go through that day, is you have to know Hashem loves us every moment. It looks like on the exterior sometimes like He doesn't. It looks like it. We have this false picture and we're going through difficult times, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever we're going through in life, and it feels like the Rebbeinu Shalom has abandoned us. No, He loves us. He loves us. We just don't see it in that moment, but He loves us, and He always loves us, so we have to believe that. You know, this is amazing Torah. So we all know Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him at the beginning of Parshas Shemos to lead us out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe says to Hashem, Ma Shemo, Ma Omer Lehem, Va Omer Li Ma Shemo, Ma Omer Lehem. When the Yidden say to me, what is your name? What am I going to say to them? Meaning, what midah are you taking them out of Mitzrayim? Which of your names? So we all know this pasuk. We've spoken about it here before, but let's pick up a nuance within it. Rashi does. So what is that? Vayomer lekim Moshe. Hashem says back to Moshe, Eya asher Eya. My name is Eya asher Eya. I will be that which I will be. Eya is the name of tshuva. Eya is the name of growth. That even though they're so low, I know they're going to do tshuva and they're going to grow. Eya asher Eya. Vayomer, and he continues to say, Kos somer livnei Yisrael, Eya shalachani aleichem. So you should say to Bnei Yisrael, Eya sent me to you to take you out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi, as he picks up right away, what just happened? Within the same pasuk, Hashem first says His name is Eya asher Eya, the double language, and then He says, but tell them I'm Eya. Which one is it? Why is it not Eya asher Eya, the double language of Eya? Why is it changed to just Eya one time? So Rashi there says, Eya imam b'tzara zos, I am with them in this painful situation, asher Eya imam b'shivra shar malchios, and I'll be with them through any difficult galus in the future. Amar lefanov, so Moshe said back, Rabbeinu Shalom, mani maskulam tzara cheres, dayom b'tzara zu, Rabbeinu Shalom, you really think it's a good idea? I'm going to tell them that there are going to be more galus, there are going to be more tzaras in the future. It's enough what they're going through now. They have to tell them that they're going to be, again, more tzaras. I think that's not such... Moshe Rabbeinu b'chavod, maybe it's not such a good idea. Amar lo, Hashem said back to Moshe, Yofa Amarta, you're right. Ko Amar, so say them, Eya, just say Eya, one time. I'm with you now. So I saw a little bit of a different take on this. I don't remember where I saw this. I saw this in the Sefer. He says, you could also learn this in the following way, not just talking about galus, but talking about any time we sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first says to us, Eya Asher Eya. I'll be with you, and he says, I'll be with you again, meaning what? I'm with you koidim l'cheit, but I'm with you after the cheit. The Gemara says, Hashem, Hashem, kel rach l'mechanen. Hashem, why is it Hashem, Hashem double? Hashem l'fnei l'cheit, v'Hashem l'achre cheit. I'm your Rabbi Nishalom, I'm your God, and I'm with you before you sin, when you're Kaddosh. I'm with you after your sin also, I'm by your side. I'm always by your side. I love you no matter what. I love you no matter who you are. We have to believe this. We have to really embody this idea. Sasha, there also, you know, Moshe would say back, it's a good idea to remind Yidden that they should think they're going to continuously sin. You don't want you to continuously sin. Yeah. I'll be after sin, let's just say, yeah. But we see from here, regardless, this is so that the Rabbi Nishon's with us before we sin. The Rabbi Nishon's with us after we sin. The Rabbi Nishon loves us, b'chipazon, he's taking care of us. Chesed of Hashem, and that's the greatest chesed. The biggest chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu's taunting that we're Yidden. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us every single moment. Even if we're not living up to who we're supposed to be. There's a very famous story, an incredible story. Rav Moshe Leib Sasever, he's a big gadol, a big tzaddik, a big rebbe. Rav Moshe Leib Sasever, he went to visit the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe. I think this is the first time he ever went to him. The Rebbe, Rav Melech Milijensk. A lot of us have been by Rav Melech, by his kever, the Talmud of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And they told Rav Moshe Leib to tell over a Torah. He was a little hesitant to tell over a Torah in front of the Rebbe. He didn't want to say it. We finally said over this, I think it was Parshas Bo, when it happened. It wasn't Pesach time, if I'm not mistaken. But he says, in the Parsha it says, as you all know, and this is why we call it Pesach, but let's understand it a little differently. V'amartim zeva Pesach ul Hashem. V'amartim zeva Pesach ul Hashem. It's a Pesach offering for Hashem. Why do we make the Pesach offering for Hashem, the Korban Pesach? Asher Pesach al Bata B'nei Yisrael. Because he passed over the houses of B'nei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Let's look very closely to this pasuk. It says, "Asher pasach al batei bnei Yisrael." He passed over on the houses. It should have said he passed over me'al, from on the houses. He went over them. What do you mean al? He was on them. So the Sasver said to Rabbi Melech, "You see what it means here? You know pasach. Pasach also is a language of skipping and hopping and jumping. He says maybe it's also a language of dancing, of dancing." Kadosh Baruch Hu is going through Mitzrayim. He sees the Mitzrayim houses full of tumah, full of taiva. And he's going and killing all the Bechayrim, all the firstborns. And then he gets to a Yiddish house. He gets to a Yiddish house, and maybe it's true, we fell. We were low. We weren't in a good place. But Shol Shino Shmam Lashonam Avusham, we were talking Lashon HaKodesh, and we had Jewish names, and we had Jewish clothing. And we had a Muna. As the Medrash says, we had a Muna. And we had a Mashkov with Dam, because we were told to put blood on our doorpost. And we were listening to Hashem again. And we're going to bring a Korban Pesach. Kadosh Baruch says, I'm so excited. Yiddish at home. Look at this Yiddish at home. And he starts to dance al Pesach al Bat Ibn Yisrael. He literally starts to dance on top of the home. He's dancing, so excited. My children, my tired children, my wonderful, beautiful children that I love so much. A Yiddish at home. And the Sasver started to think, and he was talking to the Rebbe, Rabbi Melech, about the love that Hashem has for every single Jew, and he starts to dance, and the Rabbi Melech starts to dance. The Sasver jumps on the table and starts to dance on the table. We understood the love the Eibishter has for us. Kadosh Baruch Hu's dancing, even when we're on such a low level, he's dancing. The chesed of Hashem, that's the chesed of Hashem. If you take, by the way, the pasuk, chastucha Hashem, aleinu kasher yichal malach, if you take the Rashi Tevos, chastucha Hashem, aleinu kasher yichal malach, the Rashi Tevos, the first letters, is 148. Again, Pesach. Gematria Pesach. Chastucha Hashem, aleinu kasher yichal malach. The chesed of Hashem, all Pesach is representing and remembering the unbelievable chesed Hashem. And what is that unbelievable chesed? It's a chesed of Avinu, the chesed of Shabbos, of Godol, is what? It's a chesed where it's undeserving. But Hashem loves us so much. You know, on the first day of Pesach, which is the first day of all Shal Shugalim, we're going to say Tfilas Tal. We're no longer going to say Mashiv Erech Amor Geshem. we say Tal. Those of us who daven Nesuch Svard will start saying Moir Tal, and Nesuch Ashkenaz don't say anything, but we say Tefillah. Everybody says Tefillah is Tal, the Tefillah of the dew. On the final day of all three regalim, the last day of Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, we say Tefillah is Geshem. We say Geshem. So I saw, it's also from Rebbe Lager, if I'm not mistaken, Pesach is this Chesed Hashem, which is all what we refer to in Kabbalistic terminology, is Srusa Del El. It was all influences from above. We didn't deserve it. It was all Hashem just doing for us because He loves us. Is Srusa Del El. Sukkot has already earned Simcha. Sukkot is after Yom Kippur, after Hashanah. All the Yidden are mamish davening and doing tshuva and putting in all the efforts in the world, and we earn a Simcha of a Sukkot, right? That's what we refer to in Kabbalistic terminology, is Sarusa Del Tata. Tata is the lower realm, that we cause the influence. So he says, when it's a Sarusa Del El from the Rabban Shalom, we bring in Tal. When it's Sarusa Del Tata, when it's R, we bring in Geshem. Why? Geshem's rain. Tal is dew. So Gemara in Tainus Davdal says, Tal is much, much greater than Geshem, than rain. How do we see Tal, dew, is much greater than rain? Tal is every single day. We might not see it, we wake up a little later, right? Most of us don't see, but every day there's dew on the ground. It's consistent, it's constant chesed from Hashem. Geshem, sometimes it rains, sometimes it last night happened to rain. Gemara says, Lel Shabbos to rain is Gishmei Bracha. So it's a good thing. But it hasn't rained in the last couple weeks. Right? Sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain. Geshem is, depends, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Tal, consistent, constant. Yisrusu Del El, the love from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So on Pesach, that chesed, we say Tal, because we realize that is consistent. That's always there. Geshem, which is sometimes yes, sometimes not, represents our avodah. Sometimes we're living up to what we're supposed to be, sometimes we're not. It was only dependent, if our relationship was dependent on that, so sometimes we'd be close to Hashem, sometimes we wouldn't. But we have to believe we're Pesach Tekiyidim. We have to believe and understand this beautiful Yisoid. Yisoid Chaim, come after Pesach. That Hashem loves us no matter what. Hashem, Mamish, loves us as His own children. Baruch Hashem. And we're always close to Hashem. HaBen Yaker Li Ephraim, Im Yeled Shashuim. You're my children. You're my playful children. Children don't always do what's right. Children sometimes do what's right, sometimes do what's wrong, they're learning. Where's children? He understands. Rabban Shalom understands. Rabban Shalom loves us no matter what. And that's the deep emunah of Pesach. That's the chipazon of Pesach. That's the love that Rabban Shalom has for us, which we always have to have by our side every moment, no matter what. Now, it doesn't mean we don't then have to do our part. We're supposed to be trying our best. Don't just leave it as that. But no matter who we are, no matter what we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The biggest yesod of Pesach that we should feel, that we have to give over. We're going to be at Lel Seder. And everyone, like, I'm sure whoever runs your Seder is going to be running your Seder. And everyone, but the Seder is a night, Baruch Hashem, which is so beautiful, where the whole family partakes. And everybody says a little something. Everybody's involved. There's only one thing you should be talking about. Amunah, and how much Hashem loves us, and how Hashem is by our side. And give over this Torah, give over stories, how much Hashem loves us. Everyone has to know that Hashem loves you. No matter what, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing. No matter where we've fallen. And it's the biggest chizik in the world also, when we go through challenges of life, when we go through nisyonos, with machlos, with diseases, lo aleinu, with shiduchim, with... Don't forget, Hashem loves you, and it's going to end good. Hashem loves you, He's by your side. It's all good. It's Chipazon, it's Pesach, it's Yisoid Chaim. Just end with a story. A story I heard today. And this story I've heard before, but I never heard the Teich that he, of Arla Weinberg, the Rebbe where Davin, his son-in-law, gave the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha of Arla. Arla, the nephew from the Nesiva Shalom. His uncle was the Nesiva Shalom, you hear? Everyone in this room has heard Torah or have learned some Nesiva Shalom from the Slonim Rebbe. He said, the Schuss Deir Shabbos HaGadol from his nephew. So Arla gave over this story, but he gave a new taich on the story I never thought of before. And the mamish was everything we're talking about. There was a tzaddik, Rav Moshe Slonimer. big tzaddik, a big rabbi. And one time, he took two of his chassidim, I think it was already Pesach, Chanukah time, and he took two chassidim to the side, who he knew were working on kas, were working on not being angry. And he said to them, "Oh, you know, I see you're working on this, beautiful, wonderful, but there's one person you could learn from more than anyone else in the world how to work on kas." They're like, "Who? Wow, great. Who can we learn from?" It's Moishel, the water carrier. Moishel, the water carrier. Moishel is this pasha, yeah, the simple Jew. Really, they thought they're going to give some rebbe to go learn. Moishel, and I want. And he says to them, "I'm giving you something I need you to do. This year, Pesach, Lel Seder, I want you, when you get home, to make a very, very quick Seder. Go through very quick, so that you could go and go by the window right outside Moishel, the water carrier's bias, and you can listen. And you'll learn lessons for life on kas that mamish will change your life forever." There's two yidden, and they weren't so happy and not so excited about this. What are we really going to learn from Moishel, the water carrier, this pasha to yid? Really? But at the same time, the Rebbe said to do it. The Rebbe said to do it. You don't question the Rebbe. So comes Pesach and Kachave. They go, they daven, they get home, they have a very, very quick Seder. They go together, they go to the Moishalah's house, and they get to the Moishalah's house, and they see it's dark inside, they don't know what they're even listening for. And Moishalah, the water carrier, wasn't just a simple Jew, he was impoverished, he was poor, he wasn't zoich to have any children either, he had a very difficult life, him and his wife, mamish difficult, he would just work to make ends meet. Especially before Pesach, he was non-stop, so he'd have enough parnas for Pesach, and people needed more water. But they get there and they're listening, and all they hear screaming, they hear crying, they can't even try to make out what's going on. And they get closer and get to the window, and they hear Moishel, the water carrier, his wife berating him, screaming at him, "You're good for nothing. You don't love me. You don't do anything for me. You don't do anything for our house." Mamish berating him, like Moishel was such a special person. He's taking it all in such a calm way. And he's just saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Now what really ended up happening, just give you a little bit, before they came, see, Moishel was very excited for Pesach. That day he worked until Chatzos, and then he went and he made Erev Pesach matzahs, and it cost a lot of money also to buy these matzahs, but he saved up just for those, because they're so special, to have matzahs from after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. And he came home, went to shul, and he davened the halal and shul lel Pesach, and came home, and his stream was back. He was all excited to have lel Seder, where mamish like malachim, one night to forget about everything else and just be close to Hashem. And his table's already set, and his wife, he comes in, he was all excited. His wife starts screaming and yelling at him. See, she just cracked after all the time and all the difficulties. It was that moment, and people lolenu, it all wore off on her, and she just cracked, and she started screaming and yelling at him. It's his fault that he put them in this situation, and they're so poor, and they don't have any children. And this was going on for like an hour, 2 hours after, already, that they didn't even hear about. And he's apologizing, and she says, keeps him berating him. He's just calmly apologizing. And then she comes, and he says, "Please just come to the Seder table. I want to have a beautiful Seder together. I'm looking so forward to this." And she comes, "I'll come to the Seder table." And she goes to the Seder table and takes the tablecloth. And she just wipes it off. Everything goes flying everywhere. And he says, "Rabbi Shalom, what, you want me to get angry now? I'm not going to get angry." And he's calm. And he picks everything up and puts it back. And he goes back to his wife and says, "I'm so sorry you feel this way. But let's try to have it." And he's being so sweet and so wonderful. And says again, "Please come to the Seder. Please come." And she gets up. She's screaming again. And she gets, "You know what I think?" And she takes his prized Erev Pesach matzahs and throws them to the ground and breaks them into pieces. And he already, mamish, anyone would lose it. And he says, "I'm going to be okay. It's what the Eibishter wants. The Eibishter wanted these to be broken." He goes to get regular matzahs, puts them on the table. "This is what the Eibishter wanted." And he goes back to his wife, and they're just listening to their mamish. They're floored. They couldn't believe what they're hearing. They've never seen anything like this. The self-control, the savlanut, the patience of this husband, the tzidkus, the righteousness, and they understood why the Rebbe sent them there. And finally, it was like 2 in the morning, after hours of this. You know how there's anybody who's going crazy, whatever, eventually, like, it breaks. And she finally said, "You know what, okay, something happened." She was just broke, and she came, "I'll come to the Seder." And he says, "Thank you so much. I've been waiting. Wow, beautiful." And as if nothing happened, they listen, and he makes a kiddush, and they start Orchat. And after a couple, she looks at him and says, Moshe, I want you to know I love you. You're the best. I'm so sorry for the way I treated you tonight. And there was such ahava in the room, and such love in the room, and such a beautiful seder from that point on. And they went back to the Rebbe, and they told the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, "I know. I saw everything myself," and they got the lesson. So if we stop there, it's a tremendous chizuk, a tremendous story, but that has nothing to do with what we spoke about tonight, right? So listen to how Rav Arla gave pshat in this story, a little different than I ever have heard. We can look at this whole maisa between Moshe and his wife also, and Lel Seder is also a little bit of a mashal. And we know Lel Seder, we're also after the Seder, is minhag to say Shir HaShirim. And on Pesach, we read Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is a love story between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And it represents the symbolism of not just that we're children to Hashem, but we're also, on some level, a spouse to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the husband, and we're the wife, and we're mamish anila dodi v'dodi li. We mamish have that relationship as well with the Eibishter. So if we think of Moshe as the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we're the wife, and we maybe during the year we don't live up to who we're supposed to be, and maybe we're berating the Rebbeinu Shalom in ways because we don't live up to being there for him in the way we're supposed to be and giving the proper respect. And there are times when we're just tired, and times when we're just fed up, and times when we're angry at the Rebbeinu Shalom. But they'll say that the Rebbeinu Shalom's coming to us, and Rebbeinu Shalom's saying on Pesach, "I forgive it all, I love you. I love you, I just want to have a beautiful Seder with you. I'm here for you. I love you no matter what. I love you as you are. I love you even if you've done to me all these things." So Moshe is saying to this wife, that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying to us, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And it's up to us to finally turn around and realize Hashem really does love us. And we say back to the Rebbeinu Shalom, "I love you too. And I want to be together with you. And I want to have a Lel Seder. I want to have a beautiful night of Kedusha, of Amuna, of Ruchnias," which is going to be a springboard to that beautiful relationship that we're supposed to be having always. And that's going to take us then into, once we understand that love that the Eibishter has for us, and we live up to that, it is our avodah then to do what we can for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's why right after, the next night, after Lel Seder, after we understand all the chipazon, and all the love, and all the chesed, when we start, Sviras Omer. What's Sviras Omer? That's then us working on ourselves. We're in the 49th level of Tumah, every day, another level, every day working on ourselves, growing. I'm going to do it. I love you. I want to do for you also, Rebbeinu Shalom. But thank you for loving me so much. Mirz Hashem, each and every one of us, as we enter into this Heilige Yontav of Pesach, this Yontav of Amunah, the Yontav that's Yesoid Achayim, the foundation of our life, each and every one of us should know every moment of our lives that Hashem loves us. Hashem loves each and every one of us every moment. And live up to that, and live with that feeling your whole life. And we'll have the Simcha and the Bracha. We'll already through that have a Geula. That will be the ultimate Pratidika Geula. Once you know that, there is no bed. You have already the individualized gula. And if all of Klai Yisrael feels this, will be zoicha to the klali de gula. But Nisan was the gula, Nisan atidin gula. Will be zoicha to gula shleima with Mashiach Zakeinu, b'mher v'yameinu, avin shav ha-chakosh sameach, full of simcha, full of bracha, v'kula, and amuna, with the heilige Rebbeinu Shalom. Amen.